Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Radhe. Jaya Narasimhadev, 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 Jaya Narasimhadev. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Gaur Premanande. Readings from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8. Chapter 20, titled Bali Maharaj Surrenders the Universe. And today's text is text 7. So before getting into the text, let us chant the most auspicious invocation prayers. I'll chant, please repeat. Nigamakalpataror galitam phalam Sukamukat amruta dravasam yutam Pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam Muhuraho rasika bhuvibhavukaha Narayanam namaskritya Naranchaiva narottamam Devim saraswatim vyasam Tato jayamudhirayet Nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavatyuttama shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Shreya Kurvanti Bhutanam Shreya Kurvanti Bhutanam Sadavo Dvastajaya Subihi Sadavo Dvastajaya Subihi Dadyan Sibi Prabhartyaha Dadyan Sibi Prabhartyaha Ko Vikalpo Dharadishu Ko vikalpo dharadishu Shreya kurvanti bhutanam Sadavo duscha jashubihi Dadyan sibi prabhartyaha Ko vikalpo dharadishu Shreya kurvanti bhutanam Sadavo duscha jasubhi Dadyan sibi prabhartyaha Ko vikalpo dharadishu ಶ್ರೇಯಕುರ್ವಂತಿ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಯಾದವೋ ದುಷ್ಟ್ಯಜಾಸುಭಿಃ ದದ್ಯನ್ಸಿಭಿ ಪ್ರಭರ್ತ್ಯಃ ಕೋ ವಿಕಲ್ಪೋ ಧರಾದಿಷು ಶ್ರೇಯಕುರ್ವಂತಿ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಸಾಧವೋ ದಿಷ್ಟ್ಯಜಾಸುಭಿಃ ದದ್ಯನ್ಸಿಭಿ ಪ್ರಭರ್ತ್ಯಃ ಕೋ ವಿಕಲ್ಪೋ ಧರಾದಿಷು ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಶ್ರೇಯಕುರ್ವಂತಿ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಸಾಧವೋ ದುಷ್ಟ್ಯಜಾಸುಭಿಃ ದದ್ಯನ್ಸಿಭಿ ಪ್ರಭರ್ತ್ಯಃ ಕೋ ವಿಕಲ್ಪೋ ಧರಾದಿಷು ಶ್ರೇಯಕುರ್ವಂತಿ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಸಾಧವೋ ದುಷ್ಟ್ಯಜಾಸುಭಿಃ ದದ್ಯನ್ಸಿಭಿ ಪ್ರಭರ್ತಯಃ ಕೋ ವಿಕಲ್ಪೋ ಧರಾದಿಷು ಶ್ರೇಯಕುರ್ವಂತಿ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಸಾಧವೋ ದುಷ್ಟ್ಯಜಾಸುಭಿಃ ದದ್ಯನ್ಸಿಭಿ ಪ್ರಭರ್ತಯಃ ಕೋ ವಿಕಲ್ಪೋ ಧರಾದಿಷು ಶ್ರೇಯಕುರ್ವಂತಿ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಸಾಧವೋ ದುಷ್ಟ್ಯಜಾಸುಭಿಃ ದದ್ಯನ್ಸಿಭಿ ಪ್ರಭರ್ತಯಃ ಕೋ ವಿಕಲ್ಪೋ ಧರಾದಿಷು ಶ್ರೇಯಃ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಟ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಕುರ್ವಂತಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟ್ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಆಫ್ ದ ಜನರಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಸಾಧವಃ ದ ಸೇಂಟ್ಲಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ದುಷ್ಟ್ಯಜ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಆಸುಭಿಃ ಬೈ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಫ್ಸ್ ದದ್ಯನ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ದದೀಚಿ ಸಿಬಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಸಿಬಿ ಪ್ರಭರ್ತಯಃ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಕಹ ವಾಟ್ ವಿಕಲ್ಪ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರೇಷನ್ ಧರಾದಿಷು ಇನ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಟು ದ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಎಸ್ ಡಿವರಂಗಿ ಸಭೆಚರಣಾನಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಓಕೆ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ದದೀಚಿ ಸಿಬಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಅದರ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ವೆ ಆರ್ ವಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್ ಈವನ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈವ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ಜನರಲ್ This is the evidence of history. So why not give up this insignificant land? What is the serious consideration against it? Purport. Maharaja Bali was prepared to give up everything to Lord Vishnu. And Shukracharya, being a professional priest, might have been anxiously waiting, doubting, whether there had been any such instance in history in which one had given everything in charity. Maharaja Bali, however, cited the tangible examples of Maharaja Sibi and Maharaja Dadichi, who had given up their lives for the benefit of the general public. Certainly, one has attachment for everything material, especially one's land. But land and other possessions are forcibly taken away at the time of death. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Mrityu Sarvaharaschaham. The Lord personally appeared to Bali Maharaja, to take away everything he had, and thus he was so fortunate that he could see the Lord face to face. Non-devotees, however, cannot see the Lord face to face. To such persons, the Lord appears as death and takes away all their possessions by force. Under the circumstance, why should we not part with our possessions and deliver them to Lord Vishnu for his satisfaction? శ్రీ చాణక్య పండిత సేస్ ఇన్ దిస్ రిగార్డ్, సన్నిమిత్తే వరం త్యాగో వినాశే నియతే సతీ. చాణక్య శ్లోక 36. సిన్స్ అవర్ మనీ అండ్ పొసెషన్స్ డు నాట్ లాస్ట్ బట్ విల్ సమ్ హౌ ఆర్ అదర్ బీ టేకెన్ అవే, యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్ అవర్ పొసెషన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బెటర్ టు యూజ్ దెమ్ ఫర్ చారిటీ టు ఎ నోబుల్ కాజ్. దేర్ఫోర్ బలి మహారాజా డిఫైడ్ ద ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ సో కాల్డ్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్. హరి ఓం తత్ సర్. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమన అంధస్య జ్ఞానంజన శలాకయ చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స పదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురోన్ శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సఖగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సఖగణ లలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వంచాకల్పతరూభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమామి విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ బుద్ధులే శ్రీమతే జయపతాగస్వామి నితినామినే. నమాచార్యపదాయత కృపాపదాయనే గౌరగతదామదాయ నగర గ్రామతారిణే. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దినతారిణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీ చైతన్యమీశ్వరం. కథాంచన స్మృతే యస్మిన్ దుష్కరం సుకరం భవేత్ విస్మృతే విపరీతం స్యాత్ శ్రీ చైతన్యం నమామితం. సో వీఆర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వెరీ వండర్ఫుల్ సిచ్యువేషన్ ఇన్ దిస్ పాస్ట్ టైం which we have been seeing for long time. We have seen two wars in this past time. Twice the Devas and Asuras have fought, and we have seen many deaths. We have seen some very gory scenes, and we have seen some very pleasant scenes. All these different things. And now we are here in this past time where the Lord has kindly appeared to relieve of Bali whatever he has, material possession. So the Lord wants to take it away. So he comes as a nice small Brahmana boy, and then he is innocently telling Bali, "Oh Bali, you are so great, you have such a great lineage, you are coming from the lineage of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, what great personalities they are, how they have lived, how glorious they were. Now you are also living very glorious. Simply by sight of you, Indra ran away. Such a great personality you are. Now I just want 3 steps, nothing big. Can you please give me?" Bali also says, "Okay, Bali first advice, Vamanadev, don't ask silly things. You should know whom to ask what. I'm great man, you should ask great things from me. What 3 step? What can 3 step do to you? I give 1 whole village. Nice girls. So many cows. I give so much wealth that 7 generations don't have to ask anything. Don't ask 3 step. And Vamanadev is saying, no. If we cannot be satisfied by what one needs, one cannot never be satisfied by what one wants. Very important to understand in life. I just need 3 steps. I'm satisfied by it." Then Bali says, "Okay, take it. What can I do?" And then Shukracharya knows that this is not normal personality. It's extraordinary personality. So he stops. "No, don't do it. In 3 steps, he is going to take away everything from you." And he's saying, he's citing many technicalities. You know, you didn't say Om, you didn't say this, you didn't say that while doing the promise. So you can break the promise, there's nothing wrong. Just be happy, break the promise, tell him to go away. You can live happily ever after. You know, when we read the fairy tales when we're children, the fairy tale always ends, they lived happily ever after. I don't know how they live, but some concept is there, some illusory concept that we can live happily ever after in this material life. So, like that, you can live happily ever after, have a fairy tale ending. No, now Bali Maharaj is deliberating. And deliberation is very important in spiritual life. Because only by proper Krishna conscious deliberation one can overcome lust. Evam buddhe param buddhva samstabhyatmana matmana jahi shatrum mahabaho kamarupam durasadam. Krishna is saying, third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that you have to deliberate before acting. If you don't deliberate, then problem. Then you'll simply act out of vega. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jivva vegam, udaropastha vegam. Yetan vegan. If one acts without deliberation, one will simply act out of vega. So that brings us to the topic of the day, which is inspiration. What inspires one to do things? Where to draw inspiration from in life? The big question mark. This is a big topic in Bhagavatam. One of the 10 topics of Bhagavatam. Atra sarga visargascha. Then after that, sthanam, poshanam, utayaha. Uti. Uti means impetus to do work. Inspiration. What makes one to do what one does? It's a very important topic. That's why it's a whole topic in Srimad Bhagavatam. Uti, inspiration, impetus. So we have to analyze that what is the normal impetus for a person to do work? What is the normal impetus for a person to do work? Krishna explains in third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prakritya Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasaha Ahankara Vimudhatma Kartaham Iti Manyate. So the normal inspiration in the material world to do work is simply coming from the combination of the three modes and false ego. The three modes and the false ego. And in order to enhance this inspiration, then there is this sex life. Pumsagastriya maituni bhava metam tayor mito hrude granti mahuhu ata graha chetra suta atta vittair janasya mohoyam aham mameti. So then these two things, mine and I am a great man and whatever I have is mine, including my wife, my children, my house, my land, my paraphernalia, my bank balance, my car, whatever it is. So many things, big list. Or I want all these things. Either I have, so it is mine, or I want all these things, why it is not mine? Whole life is like this. Sochati, kangshati. Sochati means lamenting. Kangshati means asking for it. Can I not get it? Oh, my neighbor is having, I am not having. Why? So like this. So this is the inspiration normally in material world. What inspires people? The combination of false ego and the three modes of material nature, which makes one a perfect donkey. To carry the load of material existence. Prahlad Maharaj calls it bharam. One carries the load of material existence. Very happily he carries. Oh, I am so great. I can carry so much load. 7 generations can sit and eat. I have carried so much load in my life. So this inspiration. How things work, this material world. And when this is the inspiration, then what happens? Then what happens? Pumsa prakriti stohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sad asad yoni janmashu. Very nicely Krishna puts it. That when the inspiration comes from false ego and three modes, one has to simply face birth and death in what is auspicious and inauspicious within this material world. One cannot get out of this material world. Simply one has to rotate in this material world. Rotate. Niyati patitan swarga nirayau. Sometimes he has to fall down, sometimes he has to go up, బట్ దిస్ వీల్ ఆ బ్రహ్మ భువనాల్లోకే పునరావర్తినో అర్జున. సో వన్ హ్యాస్ టు గో త్రూ, దిస్ నో చాయిస్. సో దెన్ హౌ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ ఇన్స్పిరేషన్. ద క్వశ్చన్ ఈస్ దట్ హౌ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ ఇన్స్పిరేషన్, హౌ టు మేక్ ఎ పారాడైమ్ షిఫ్ట్ ఇన్ వాట్ ఇన్స్పైర్స్ మీ టు వర్క్. దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్, దెర్ ఇస్ పాత్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన, దెర్ ఇస్ పాత్ ఆఫ్ యోగా, పాత్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ, జ్ఞాన యోగ, ధ్యాన యోగ. ఈజ్ ఆల్ అటెంప్ట్ టు షిఫ్ట్ ద ఇన్స్పిరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ మెటీరియల్ లైఫ్ టు స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్. షిఫ్ట్ కృష్ణ సేస్ వ్యవసాయాత్మిక బుద్ధి ఏకేహ కృనందన బహుశాఖాహి అనంతశ్చ బుద్ధయో అవ్యవసాయనాం. వెన్ వన్ ఇస్ ఇన్ మెటీరియల్ లైఫ్, వన్ ఇస్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ ఇన్స్పైర్డ్ బై దిస్ అండ్ దట్. సో దట్స్ వై భాగవతం సేస్ స్వవిత్ వరాహవస్త్ర కరైర్ సంస్కృత పురుష పశు. సమ్టైమ్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ ద ఇన్స్పిరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ డాగ్, sometimes we have inspiration of a hog, sometimes we have inspiration of a camel, sometimes we have inspiration of a donkey. When one is inspired by dog, one is busily running here and there how to make money. One cannot stay in one place, cannot stay in one place. Like 20 years I was running here and there. Dog runs in 4 legs, people, men run in 4 wheels. I have 4-wheel drive. I'm very proud I had a 4-wheel drive. So running in the 4-wheel drive, morning 2 hours, evening 2 hours, and then going to the office and running here and there. Dog's inspiration. Run here and there. Can't stop. Can't stop anywhere. And then when one has little money, then one gets hog's inspiration. What is that? Go and eat here and there. Whatever is there, you eat. So that's why big hotels are there. 5-star hotel. People throw party. And then they say, okay, let's go and eat here. Let's go and eat there. It's a big business to reserve table. Like Google has a whole app, how to reserve tables in hotels. And recently Google introduced in their conference that you don't even have to call people and reserve table in the hotel. Google itself will call and will speak like human being and reserve a table for you. So this eating business, hog business, is such a big business. Millions and billions of dollars invested in this business, that how to eat sin. Eating business, hog business, inspiration from life of a hog. And then when earning business and eating business is over, then there is business of sex, which is camel business, that how to promote and how to have illicit sex. Don't be satisfied with one man, don't be satisfied with one woman, don't be satisfied with man and woman. Do all sorts of nonsense. So this is camel inspiration. And then finally, there is donkey inspiration. Because whatever we have done, we have to carry. So we have to carry so many tablets. We have to carry so many prescriptions. We have to carry a lot of money to give it to the doctor and hospital. Finally, people will carry. 4 people will carry. Finished. They'll read some obituary. Oh, this fellow did this, did that, da-da-da-do-do-do. Okay, throw or put some fire, throw some mud. Finished. Story finished. So, this is material inspiration. But then, here, Bali Maharaj is looking for a different inspiration. Because he has seen all these things. Bali Maharaj has seen all these things. He was inspired by his birth as a demon to go and fight with the demigods, because demigods and demons, they are natural enemies. They have to fight with each other. They cannot be friendly. So he was inspired by his natural birth to fight with the demigods. He was inspired by his Kshatriya quality to go and destroy everyone. He was inspired by his greatness to actually rule the three worlds. He was inspired by his magnanimity to take care of Brahmanas. So all the different inspiration which is provided by the three modes, mode of passion, mode of goodness, everything he has seen. Now he is really looking for a different inspiration because he knows that these inspirations are useless in life. They are useless in life. They have no value. So now he is looking for a different inspiration. And when he looks for a different inspiration, he looks at the right place. He looks at Bhagavatam for his inspiration. He looks at Dadichi. He looks at Sibi. Because these people did something beyond bodily platform. Like when Vritrasura is tormenting the demigods, then the demigods are going to the Lord and telling that, my dear Lord, nothing is working against this guy. Narayana Kavacha seems to be some very ineffective thing. We thought Narayana Kavacha is very great, but no, it is not working. He doesn't seem to care about Narayana Kavacha. So we need something different. So you yourself come. No, Narayana Kavacha. Narayana, you yourself come. Kavacha is not working. So you come. The Lord is telling, no, I don't have to come. Don't worry. Just go to the sage Dadichi, ask him for his bones, make a weapon, and then use that weapon, he will be killed. So then the demigods go to Dadichi and tell him, dear sir, we want a small favor from you. What is that? Just you have to die, that's it. Nothing great. Everybody will die one time, so you also die. And give your bones. We want to make a weapon so that we can dance in Nandana Kanana. You die. See, when inspiration is wrongly placed, what all people do? Go and tell Dadichi, please die. Dadichi also says, okay, you want my bone? Take it. Because he knows the temporary nature of the body. Okay, take it. And then he gives his body. Not very easy to do this. We ask in summer to sit without fan, it is so difficult for us. We want to make every arrangement. Summer, now fan should be there, AC should be there, this should be there, that should be there. What about giving up the whole body? Simple sweat we cannot tolerate. Very difficult. But Dadichi did it. And even more difficult, Sibi did. Dadichi at least died. One time job. Finished. But Sibi, even more difficult. He was sitting and cutting his flesh. And he was putting the flesh on the balance. Because there was one pigeon and there was one vulture. And this vulture was telling the pigeon, he was going to catch the pigeon. And the pigeon took shelter of such a Sibi. And he said, please save me. And then he started trading with the vulture. Okay, what do you want? I want pigeon's flesh. This is my natural food. I have to eat it. Okay, you want flesh? You leave the pigeon. I will give you human flesh, my own flesh. I'll cut and give you. Okay, how much you want? Same weight as the pigeon. Okay, very good. So put the pigeon in the balance and then he start cutting his flesh. But the balance is always down on the pigeon side. So he almost cut all his flesh, almost finished. There's no flesh in his body. See how difficult to do this kind of things. Sometimes some little cut in our finger or hand or wherever, then we make big fuss. Okay, put this, put that, put titanus, that, this, tum, 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 big, tincture and band-aid and that and this. And then we keep the finger like this and then go everywhere. Oh, my finger got cut, my finger got cut. So Sibi, he did that. So Bali Maharaj is taking inspiration from Bhagavatam. That yes, this is how I should be. While his spiritual master is telling him to take inspiration from the three modes. Don't take inspiration from Bhagavatam, you lose everything. Take inspiration from three modes, you can have everything. And his spiritual master is not a stupid person. Please understand. He's an extraordinary personality. Sukracharya is not some crazy guy. He is not the guy in the street. And it is not that he doesn't know. We will see in the end of the pastime when Vamanadeva is going to tell Sukracharya that please, this yajna is all stopped because of all the war and things like that. Please complete this yajna. Do whatever is needed to complete this yajna. And Sukracharya is going to chant some nice shloka, mantradas, tantradas, chidram. Whatever is there, which is defect in the chanting of mantra, in the chanting of different, in the performance of different rituals, desha kalarha vastutaha, in the time, in the place, in the person who is offering things, and the offering itself, desha kala arha vastutaha. Sarvam karomi nishchidram. Everything will be removed. All these defects, everything will be removed. How? Anusankirtanam tava. Simply by chanting your holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everything will be removed. Why? Because you are yajneshaha. You are yajna purushaha. He's saying, Lord, you are yajneshaha. You are the master of yajna. You are yajna purushaha. You are the purusha for whose satisfaction yajna is done. Sarva bhavena pujitaha. In all circumstances, you are the one to be worshipped. Who is saying this? Sukracharya. It is not that he doesn't know. It is not that he doesn't know. He knows. He knows that whom he is dealing with. But still, because he draws inspiration from the wrong place, his knowledge is not useful to him. His knowledge is not useful to him. He has to learn it in the hard way. His disciple becomes his spiritual master. His disciple actually teaches him where to take inspiration from. That's why this discussion is so important, that where we take inspiration from. Very, very important discussion. We may be great devotees, we may practice Krishna consciousness, we may know everything. But still, if we tend to take inspiration from the mental platform, then we have to become victim of the three modes. It's unavoidable. Unavoidable. We cannot avoid. This is the question which Arjuna is asking in the end of third chapter. That why people knowingly do mistake? Like Sukracharya knows. He knows that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vamana is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply by satisfying Vamana, everything is done. Life becomes successful by satisfying Vamanadeva. But still, he stops his disciple from doing it. Why? Knowingly, why one does mistake? Then Krishna replies, Kamayesha Krodayesha Rajoguna Samudbhavaha Mahashano Mahapapma Vidyenam Ihavairinam. That if our inspiration to work is coming from Rajoguna, even within Krishna consciousness, if our inspiration to work is coming within Rajoguna, then it will lead to sinful activity. That's why Maharaj was yesterday talking so much about Brahminical culture, coming to mode of goodness, operating in mode of goodness, so many things. Prabhupada says, Nectar of Instruction, that one, first of all, one should come to mode of goodness. Then how to make further progress will get revealed. So great personality, Sukracharya. But his inspiration comes from Rajoguna. How will I maintain myself? If this fellow loses all his kingdom, whatever investment I have done in him, I put Sanjeevini mantra, I made him alive. This fellow was dead. I brought him life back. So much of investment I have done in him. All this investment will go waste. if this fellow gives up the kingdom. So, he makes a mistake. He makes a mistake. So it's not that knowledge alone is sufficient. The knowledge is there. So we are not, we are ensured that nothing wrong will happen. No. We should apply that knowledge. We should use that knowledge to take inspiration from the right place, from the right example. Because devotees are there, but devotees are also a package. They are a package of Krishna consciousness and some anarthas. If we take inspiration from the anarthas of devotees, we will be wrongly guided. If we take inspiration from the Krishna consciousness of devotees, we will be rightly guided. So whatever inspiration we take, it should be solidly grounded in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam is meant to give us inspiration. That is why there are so many lives, so much of experiences of different devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam, and we are asked to carefully study all these lives of devotees so that we can take the right type of inspiration at the right type of situation. All these devotees, they go through different trouble. None of them in Bhagavatam are happy. That trouble-free. Does anybody have trouble-free life in Bhagavatam? Nobody has trouble-free life in Bhagavatam. Everybody is troubled. And also the worst kind of trouble, not the normal trouble. Everybody has trouble in Bhagavatam. But it is not that they have trouble. It is that how they use that circumstance to actually advance in Krishna consciousness. That should become our inspiration. It's not that Bali Maharaj got into trouble. But how did Bali Maharaj use that circumstance to advance in Krishna consciousness? He was normally like an ordinary demon, ordinary powerful demon, fighting with demigods, trying to establish his superiority, ruling over the three worlds, doing the right things to be the correct type of demon. And then suddenly the circumstance present itself to him in the form of the mercy of Vamanadev. Immediately he actually catches that mercy. Even though we're going to see, it's not going to be easy. It's not that Vamanadev took three steps from him and then told him, where is the third step? Okay, now keep it on my head, done. No, it's not going to be that easy. We'll see. That the Lord actually literally put Bali into so much of test. Even after Bali agreed to give the three paces of land, Bali is going to be arrested. He is going to be bound by the ropes of Varuna. He is going to be presented in front of Vamanadev like an animal. The person who gave charity is presented like an animal in front of a person who received charity from him. And still, Bali, he doesn't waver. He doesn't waver. So these are big lessons for us, that where to take inspiration from. Everyone is looking for some inspiration in this life. That's why people, even Karmi people, they put big photographs of some film star or some football star or whatever it is in their rooms, in their this thing. People are looking for inspiration. Like the devotees, we are also looking for inspiration. But we should know where to take inspiration from. Bhagavatam is simply meant to give us inspiration in our life. It is not a collection of philosophical stories. This is life. Bhagavatam is life. We are meant to live according to Bhagavatam. So when we understand that, and when we actually approach Bhagavatam with that mentality, that surrendered mentality, please give me inspiration. Sanatana Goswami's prayer is there. Madeka Bando, Matsangin, Madguru, Man Mahadana, Man Nishtaraka Badbhagya, Madananda Namostute. He is actually praying to Srimad Bhagavatam. Madeka Bando, యు ఆర్ మై ఓన్లీ రిలేటివ్. ఓ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, యు ఆర్ మై ఓన్లీ రిలేటివ్. మత్ సంగీన్, యు ఆర్ మై ఓన్లీ కంపానియన్. మత్ గురు, యు ఆర్ మై స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్. మత్ మహాధన, యు ఆర్ మై గ్రేటెస్ట్ ట్రెషర్. దర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ మోర్ దాన్ దిస్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్ దాన్ యూ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, మై డెలివరర్, మై గుడ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్. ఐ సరెండర్ అన్ టు యూ. సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు సరెండర్ టు భాగవతం. We have to surrender to Bhagavatam with the right mentality. We have to surrender to Bhagavatam thinking that this is my inspiration. This is how I will live. I will not surrender to my mind. Because surrendering to mind means surrendering to the three modes. I'll not surrender to my mind. I'll simply surrender to Bhagavatam. Whatever my mind says, I will firmly take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Let my mind say whatever it wants to say, but I will take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. One should be fixed. And this is what Bali Maharaj shows in the shloka, that where to take shelter, where to get inspiration from, and how to decide what to do in the most critical situation in life. Because every moment in life is most critical. Because that moment is lost, you will not get it back. Every moment in life is most critical. So how to utilize the moment? How to live life? Simply surrender to Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Question, comments? Yes, Mataji. Is the mic is there? Just come forward and speak up, Mataji.
Increase of their faith, just like in the case of Srila Prabhupada, when Krishna took away everything, he made this prayer. And then of course there's this special verse that he noted, that when the Supreme Lord, when he loves somebody, he takes away everything. Same with Prahlad Maharaj. Was it the faith or something else that they feel confidence that this is only my Lord that is doing this kind of thing? Because very often we find that they seem to know that already.
So, Bhagavad Gita is a nice book. Bhagavad Gita is a nice book. Bhagavad Gita is a nice book. Because in that book, Krishna makes fun of the jiva like anything. This is Krishna's pastime. He makes fun of the jiva like anything. Because this Krishna is like that, no? Krishna always likes to have fun. Okay, so because he wants to have fun, whatever he does also is fun. So Bhagavad Gita is also like that. Krishna makes real big fun of the jiva. As one nice shloka. What is shloka? Mattah parataram nanyat kinchitasti dhananjaya mayi sarvam idam protam sutre manigana iva. Very simple shloka. Okay, and Krishna gives a nice example. So there's a necklace of pearls. Okay. A necklace of pearls. So, for a necklace of pearls to exist, first of all the string should be there, which actually holds all the pearls. If there is no string, then the necklace is not there. There is no existence of the necklace. Because the pearls cannot stay together without the string. So Krishna gives a simple example. He says, I am like that string. But in a well-done necklace, the string is not seen. A well-done necklace, the string is not seen. But anybody with half intelligence knows that the string is there. Right? Without the string, the necklace will not be there. So if someone says, oh, I cannot see the string, so the string is not there, the necklace is standing on its own together. Is it intelligence? No, it's not intelligence. Yeah? So Krishna gives this example. And then he calls Arjuna by a very special name in that shloka. He calls him Dhananjaya. There's a reason why he calls him Dhananjaya. Because people think that money is life. I am maintained by money. If I don't have money, I cannot maintain myself in this material world. If I don't have facility, I cannot maintain myself in this material world. That is why everyone wants to be Dhananjaya, how to make money. This is the main business of material world. That how to win over the wealth of this material world. Because they think that the string is money. The string which holds together the life, the necklace of life is simply money. Okay? If I have money, then I can get everything else. I can get a beautiful woman. Because no woman will marry a poor man. So if I have nice money, then I can get a beautiful woman. Then the woman will come. Then we can make a house. Then we can have paraphernalia. We can have interior design. We have exterior design. We have so many different things. And then I can live happily ever after. You see, this is how people think. And we are taught like that also. That one princess was sleeping, one prince came, takadak, 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 and then he took the princess by hand, and he kissed her, and then there was love in the air, and then they lived happily ever after. So, then Krishna makes fun of us. He says, you bloody fool, you cannot see that I am the string. I am holding everything together. Because of you, because of me, I am there, you are there. And then he goes on to give a list. He doesn't stop there. Okay. That's why 7th chapter is so interesting. It's so funny, 7th chapter. If you actually read 7th chapter from an angle of how the jiva is stupid, 7th chapter is so funny. And Krishna is really having a nice time pulling the jiva's leg. Okay. So he's giving a whole list. He's saying, Rasoham of Sukaunteya. This is where Krishna's sense of humor starts. Okay? In science, we are told what? Water is colorless, odorless, tasteless. And Krishna starts with the same point. He says, I am the taste of water. See, Krishna is really funny. Huh? I am the taste of water. Okay? Prabhasmi Sashi Surayo. I am the sunlight and the moonlight. Pranava Sarva Vedeshu. I am the Pranava Mantra in Vedas. Sabdakke. I am the sound in the ether. Paurusham Rishu. I am the ability in men. So without Krishna's mercy, what about a devotee? A normal function, normal person also cannot function. Because you see, without water can we function? We cannot function. Without sunlight can we function? We cannot function. Without moonlight, no. These are basic things for the functioning of human life, animal life, plant life, all these things. So without Krishna's mercy, even normal functioning of the material world cannot take place. So there is no question of not seeing Krishna's mercy in anything. One has to be extraordinarily foolish not to see Krishna's mercy in one's life. Because normal thing I am seeing is because of Krishna's mercy. I am talking is because of Krishna's mercy. I am eating, I am digesting food is because of Krishna's mercy. Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashitaha Pranapana Samayukta Pachamyannam Saturvidam. I cannot even digest food without Krishna's mercy. So where is the question of not seeing Krishna's mercy in one's life? So that is why one has to be extraordinarily foolish to say that Krishna's mercy is not there in my life. An average intelligent person who reads Bhagavad Gita can understand that only because of Krishna's mercy everything is happening. And in order to make it clear, Krishna also says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matas sarvam pravartate. It cannot become more clear than this. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. So Krishna is making it extremely clear in Bhagavad Gita that whatever happens in your life is simply my mercy. Okay? And still we cannot understand. Because what sometimes we perceive things happening in our life as favorable, sometimes we perceive them as unfavorable. And whenever unfavorable things as perceived by us happens, we think Krishna's mercy is stopped. Krishna has stopped his mercy. Forget it, if Krishna stops his mercy, we cannot even survive. It's only because of Krishna's mercy the 14 planetary system is there. Yesyaika nisvasita kala mata valambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanata vishnor maha annihayasya kala vishesho govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. It's simply the fact that the 14 planetary system is there is because of Krishna's mercy. So there is no question of not Krishna's mercy not being there. Okay? It's only thing we don't see it. We don't see it. Because we are trained not to see it. The modern education system trains us not to see Krishna's mercy in our life. So we don't see it. And we are also trained to think what is good and what is bad according to our bodily comfort. That what is bodily comfortable is good, what is bodily uncomfortable is bad. That is why in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, see, Bhagavatam is meant to make some paradigm shift in life. Bhagavatam says in the beginning itself, like, tadvag visargo janataga viplavo. Viplavaha means revolution. So you have to create revolution. This is what Bhagavatam is meant for. Anybody who reads Bhagavatam is a revolutionist. Okay? So there should be revolution. What is a revolution? The revolution is to actually understand Krishna's mercy in life. This is the revolution. This is the revolution of Bhagavatam. That's why in the beginning of Bhagavatam itself, there is one lady. Simple lady. Okay? Not very complicated lady. Very simple lady. She has 5 sons. And then she actually chants an extraordinary prayer. The whole world is chanting prayer that please get me out of trouble, please get me out of trouble, please get me out of trouble. This lady comes in the beginning of Bhagavatam and then she chants an extraordinary prayer. She says, please get me into trouble. Vipadahastantu taha sasvat tatra tatra jagadguro bhavato darshanam yat syat apunar bhava darshanam. It's a slap on the face of the jiva. And who chants that prayer? The most vulnerable woman chants that prayer. She doesn't have the protection of the husband. She doesn't have the protection of her children. She is actually placed in her enemy's camp when she was going through all the trouble. She was living with the people who are actually trying to kill her sons. And she had absolutely no material protection whatsoever in her life when she was facing those difficulties. She was most vulnerable as a woman in her life at that time. And she had the guts to chant that prayer. Vipadahasantu tahasaswatu tatra tatra jagadguro bhavato darshanam yatsyat apunar bhava darshanam. Slap in the face of all the great, great philosophers who cannot see Krishna's mercy, but who talk big, big things. Oh, this is Sankhya philosophy, this is Mimamsa philosophy, this is Nyaya philosophy. Great, great people. Jaimini, Kannada. One woman, she turns the whole philosophy upside down. So it's not that the existence of Krishna's mercy is not there in our lives. We refuse to see it because we have causeless faith on Maya and we have causeless distrust on Krishna. This is the reason. We don't want to see it. We are blind to Krishna's mercy. That's why Krishna tries to make it as obvious as possible in Bhagavad Gita that you cannot function without me. He actually teaches in Bhagavad Gita like a mother teaches a child how to eat. Open your mouth. I'm going to put this inside. Close your mouth. Open your mouth. Close your mouth. Open your mouth. Close your mouth. Open your mouth. Chew, 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 chew. And then swallow. Like that. Krishna is teaching us that you cannot survive without me. Mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatanaha manashashtan indriyani prakritisthani karshati. You fool, what are you doing here? So nicely he is teaching. And Prabhupada writes wonderful purports. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Whatever Krishna is telling, Prabhupada opens it up so nicely. And then he gives it to us. But we don't have time to read. So then we are going around all over the place looking for Krishna's mercy. In Tamil we have a saying that you have the butter in hand and you are looking for the ghee. No, now we have ghee in hand and we are looking for the ghee. Krishna's mercy is Prabhupada's purports. We have it in hand. Just open the book. Whenever we are in trouble, just take shelter of Prabhupada's purports. Then we'll get clear guidance what to be done. And that is Krishna's mercy. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadadi Swapadantikam. Rupa Goswami's mercy, Krishna's mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is simply there. Just open. But we say, no, no, it's not there. It's there. That's what here Bali Maharaj is showing, that where to look for that mercy. We look for the mercy in the life of great people. That how did they handle everything? How did they see Krishna's mercy? Then if we follow that path, then we can also see Krishna's mercy. Mahajanayena gata sappantaha. So in ordinary things, we should learn to appreciate Krishna's mercy. Then in extraordinary situations, we can actually appreciate Krishna's mercy. If we take ordinary things for granted, we will not be able to appreciate Krishna's mercy in extraordinary situations. So that is why in third shloka of Chatushloki, Krishna is very clearly saying, Etamahanti bhutani bhutesu chasvateshvanu pravishtani apravishtani tatasteshu nateshvaham. In what you can see, we should learn to appreciate Krishna's mercy. In pravishtani, what Krishna has entered, we should learn to appreciate Krishna's mercy. Then, in what we have not entered, apravishtani, spiritual world, we are not entered, we don't know how it is, we will be able to appreciate Krishna's mercy in spiritual world if you are able to appreciate Krishna's mercy in the material world. In our day-to-day life, in our day-to-day things, in small things, we should learn to appreciate Krishna's mercy. If it cannot do that, then we cannot really appreciate spiritual world. Because it is beyond our experience. One should learn to appreciate Krishna's mercy in what is within our experience. Then we can see. Then it becomes a habit to see Krishna's mercy everywhere. Then that faith comes. That yes, whatever Krishna does is good for me. And with that faith, one is able to face life properly. Make sense? Okay. Yeah. It's only 9 o'clock. If someone wants to go, they can go.
But, we were discussing about different modes. So if somebody is in a certain mode, can he still engage in devotional service or he has to necessarily come to mode of goodness?
No. You can start devotional service from anywhere. Mode of ignorance, mode of passion, mode of goodness. Whatever mode one is in, one can start devotional service. Devotional service is so powerful. Prabhupada says in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when talking about lust, Prabhupada says that Krishna consciousness is so powerful that even a late beginner can become successful in Krishna consciousness. One doesn't have to wait for purification. Krishna consciousness is the purification. But having taken up Krishna consciousness, one should accept that process of purification. That is most important. That one should not adamantly work within the modes after having taken up Krishna consciousness. Just to know. You can start from anywhere. You can start from mode of ignorance. You chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What you are doing? You are simply asking for service from Krishna and Srimati Radharani. So when you ask for service, you are going to get service, right? That's what will happen, right? You ask for service, you will get service. So when you get service, if you run away, then what happens? So then Krishna has to pull you and forcibly give you service. Then you start crying. Oh, Krishna is forcing me to do this, Krishna is forcing me to do that. But that's mercy. So anybody can start Krishna consciousness. There is no bar. In fact, in Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada is saying, he's quoting Rupa Goswami, he's saying that Krishna consciousness or devotional service is the birthright of every living entity. Forget human being. That's what he's saying, Prabhupada, quoting Rupa Goswami. So everybody, anybody and everybody can start Krishna consciousness. There's no bar. That's why Prabhupada says, 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness everywhere. But having taken up Krishna consciousness, one should strictly follow four regulative principles. One should chant rounds properly. One should engage with devotees. One should avoid sinful activity. One should avoid offenses. These things one should be careful. That will naturally take one to progress to mode of goodness and then beyond. So Krishna consciousness by itself has a built-in facility to take you to mode of goodness. That's why Prabhupada says Vaishnava is a Brahmana, anyone who is a Vaishnava is a Brahmana. That's what Prabhupada says. Many times he says that. Why? Because if one seriously practices Krishna consciousness, one will automatically rise to Brahmanical platform. Automatically means that it takes one there. It's not that it's a mechanical process. It's not a mechanical process. It takes one there because you become like that. Once, if you seriously practice Krishna consciousness. So lower modes is not a bar. But having taken up Krishna consciousness, one should not adamantly be sinful. That is the point. One should not adamantly be offensive. One should not knowingly do mistake. That's why practicing Krishna consciousness in Rajoguna is not good. Because one will knowingly do mistake. And then one will justify that mistake also. That is why, even though one is influenced by Rajoguna, one should quickly try to come out of it. And how to come out of it? By association of devotees, by chanting the holy name, by following regulative principles very strictly, one will be able to come out of it. And then by taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's how one comes out of it. Okay, let's stop here. Rantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.